Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here. So I'll be sharing with you today the descriptive analysis of our study on retaining participants in text message, health promotion program, a survival analysis of those and message content. I would like to acknowledge the presence of our PI, Dr. Stephanie Grootsmacher, without whom we couldn't do this, actually. So we also don't have anything to disclose for this research. First thing is that we all know that the usage of text messaging in health promotion programs has become very popular, and actually studies show that they are useful for short-term behavior changes, especially in areas such as nutrition, diet, physical activity, and smoking. They're advantageous because they're of low cost, and we can target large populations, especially populations that are hard to reach. Studies show that about 78% of people that earn less than $30,000 per year, and 71% of people that have less than high school education use text messaging. Also, text messaging is a popular way of communication among minorities. Studies show that about 87% of Black non-Hispanic and 85% of Hispanics use and receive text messaging compared to 79% of their white counterparts. Also, text messages are flexible. We can individualize them, or we can use a generalized text message. What seems to be missing in the literature is the analysis of retention and the dropouts. There are very limited data that show how often and why people drop out within a program. And also, the studies that have been done on retention, the retention rate in them varies, and even though they are generally high. And there is no research on the different features of the program and the frequency of the messages that are sent out that would explain the dropout pattern. So the objective of our study is first to examine the message content and whether including a stop message would explain the pattern of dropouts and retention, and also to describe the pattern of dropouts in comparison to duration of the program. So for this, we use data from Text to Be Healthy program, which is a state of Maryland program that is to promote nutrition and physical activity through text messaging among parents of students, elementary school students that are involved in Title I Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program education. And the way the program works is that parents receive 2 to 3 messages per week, which encourages them to consume vegetables and fruits and also get involved in physical activity and community activities. And based on federal requirements, there has to be periodic stop messages, which would explain how people or how individuals can drop out of the program if they choose to. So how did we do this? We first recruit 972 parents from 11 different schools in the year 2 of the program. So it's a school year. So it's from August 2012 to May 2013. And parents could register or become part of the program through manual registration, through the staff of the program. They could do online self-enrollment, or they could use iPads, so electronic version. And the criteria for inclusion was each parent needed to have unlimited access to text messaging and an email address to be used. Our main outcome measure was dropout events, which we divided into same day dropouts versus delayed dropout, which was dropout between 2 messages. And for the analysis, we first categorized all the messages into 18 different messages, and then we narrowed them down into 5 different categories for the final analysis. And We haven't done this part yet, but we are in the process of also doing a Kaplan and Meier time to event analysis for the survival analysis part of the study. So this table shows an example of every message that was sent out. So there are the five categories, final categories. And since this program has gone over almost 5 years, there are more different variety of message examples. And we chose these five to be, you know, to be here or to be used here. This table shows the number of messages sent by category. So, and the green bar shows messages that contain only information, so information about nutrition or physical activity, and the red bars show messages that had those information, but they also had a tag of how to basically withdraw from the study. And stop message didn't have any information because it was only how to withdraw from the message. This table is the overall demographic and characteristic of the sample. So as you can see, there were 972 participants, and there was about 86% retention rate, and with the mean retention time of 36 weeks. But in particular, I would like to draw your attention to the dropout event. As you can see, that the dropout rate was 14.2% from overall sample, and there were 80% same day dropouts versus 20% delayed dropouts. And dropouts after stop message in particular, regardless of being the same day or delayed, were 20% of the sample. This graph shows the frequency of participant dropouts by the number of messages received. So, as you can see, that between the message 21 to 60 falls most of the dropout events. So, we can say that people tend to drop out between the 21st message all the way to the 60th message. And this is an overall prediction. This table shows the frequency of dropouts based on message content. So as you can see, there were 55 dropouts in response to stop message, which in comparison to other messages is pretty high, and that shows that the stop message is doing something, is triggering something in people when they want to drop out. And it's followed by 32 in nutrition, 29 in physical activities, which is what we mostly care about. So for this part of the study, and we haven't done the survival analysis part, what we have gotten here implies that we have to, when we are designing programs, we have to consider the saturation. And for this particular one is the saturation in time. So how long people are patient enough to receive messages, and what time of the day they are more likely to receive messages before they start dropping out. Also in the content of messages, what type of messages they are more triggered to drop out when they receive. Also, it's a very good idea to pilot all the messages before they're applied to bigger populations, and based on type of message and category of messages. Also, since this is sort of new, it's very important to monitor dropouts. So we should see what message is, again, triggered the participants to drop out, and also this could be done, which we actually did partly in our program, to conduct dropout interviews. So we would call people and ask them why they're dropout. And you know, some people said they no longer have access to unlimited text messaging, or they were no longer interested in participating, or they have received too many messages so they don't want to be part of the program anymore. So these things are very important in the design of the program. Also, using stop messages has to be with caution. We did some focus group, and most people gave us this idea that once they receive the stop message and they learn how they can drop out of the study, then that's enough. That's what they need, and they don't need any more stop messages to tell them how they can do it. So in order to have very successful program, these points could be concerned. They seem to be very important. Now I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Ashley Munger, Dr. Stephanie Grutzmacher, and everybody else who participated in doing this study. And I would like to say that this project was funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in cooperation with Maryland University School of Public Health, Department of Family Science. Thank you.